Fear of the Unknown. This is a special report of the Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University. I'm Dan Modlin. It's a crime that most of us who aren't addicted to drugs might find difficult to understand. And it's a crime that is undoubtedly underreported. But it's also an activity that can leave some of the region's most vulnerable individuals in pain, in fear, and in danger.
So take your pain medication or nerve medicine, and we can't say anything because we're scared of, losing our homes.
That's the voice of a man we will call Jim. He doesn't want his real name used because he's afraid that one of his relatives and some addicted friends of that relative will seek revenge on him for speaking out. He says they've been stealing his medication.
Most of the time, these people live in the home we built. But first thing we can contact authorities is we are the ones that are removed from our home. A lot of my friends in our 60s have just decided to just give them whatever it is they want. Just give it to them and not take a chance on being either hurt, abused, punched out, or whatever.
And so rather than face being beaten, they will live in pain and give up the medication they need.
Yes, in my position, after being hit where the bruises won't show, I have to wait for the bruises to heal up before they'll take me to the doctor, because these people have learned that the doctors will give us pain medications, which we need.
Have you been punched in the kidneys?
Yes. Because it's not showing. And most of us wear long sleeve shirts or jackets in the summertime. So bruises on our arms and on our body, won't show.
Dr. Bill Fole is a professor of psychology at Western Kentucky University. He says for those senior citizens who may have been beaten or have had their medication stolen, the impact may go well beyond physical discomfort.
Well, there's two parts to that. One is fear. The fear of that I'm being taken advantage of, and I can't defend myself. So many of these people that are coming in and taking it can be anywhere from caregivers to relatives to a grandchild, and we've heard reports of that as well. The second part is trust. People who you invite to your home, you trust that they will take care of you and not harm you, yet they're in your bedroom, they're in your kitchen, and they're looking for your medications. So with the fear and the trust, these people are pretty psychologically shaken and can actually result in PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
According to the National Committee for the Prevention of Elder Abuse, substance abuse is the most frequently cited risk factor associated with elder abuse and neglect. Researchers studying the topic have observed patterns of behavior and have found that persons with alcohol or substance abuse problems may view older family members or acquaintances as easy targets for financial exploitation. Perpetrators may move into an older person's home and use it as a base of operation for drug abuse or trafficking.
The pain meds like the hydrocodones, Lortab, Opana is a big item that's stolen.
Jeff Hancock is a police instructor with the Department of Criminal Justice Training based in Richmond, Kentucky. He talks with law enforcement officers across the state about the issue.
We also hear Xanax, which is a antidepressant. We hear a lot of that, some of Soma, muscle relaxants, things like that. That's kind of what we're hearing stolen the most.
Hancock says in some cases, individuals have even stolen pain medication from cancer patients.
In the elderly, in the cancer patients, the fentanyl patches and stuff like that, we're seeing some of that stuff diverted as well, taken, stolen from the elderly. So fentanyl is a real powerful narcotic for pain management.
The Kentucky senior citizen we're referring to as Jim says he has a friend in Kentucky who says her cancer medication was stolen by a relative.
They disappeared from some friends of mine in Louisville. That the lady, friend of mine, had cancer, and her medicine kept disappearing. I found out it was one of her nephews that was taking them. And this lady, she's 71 years old.
Although the issue has drawn relatively little media coverage, the arrest of a former girlfriend of O.J. Simpson earlier this year did result in some news reports. 37-year-old Christina Michelle Prati was jailed on charges of stealing pain medication from a patient. News reports from Minnesota revealed that a surveillance camera was used to monitor the alleged theft of hundreds of oxycodone tablets and morphine. As mentioned earlier, some senior citizens may be hesitant to report the theft of their medications because that patient may be afraid he or she will be moved to another home. Once again, Dr. Bill Full.
The idea of somebody being displaced or removed by a family or relative to a less secure place is certainly psychologically damaging because their home is where they feel the safest. If they are elderly, they can actually have physical constraints. They fall. They don't know their way around, especially in the night. But also, they're now alone. They don't have a support system. They've been isolated from their family and therefore subject to even more possibility of being taken advantage of. It's extremely difficult for them to deal with. Their fear will start to drive their behavior, and they will have sleep problems. They may have a medical relapse. The other issue from a medical point of view, which I'm not a physician, is if the medicine's taken, they're not taking their medicine as prescribed, they put themselves at the medical risk that they really need these medications to maintain their health and stability in the community. And if somebody's taking those and they can't get access to them, then they jeopardize a person's even life.
Van Ingram is the executive director of the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy. He says it's extremely important for senior citizens to keep their medications locked in a safe place if possible. He says such a practice can help to keep those medications from being stolen and can also reduce the risk of that product being used by a young family member who's tempted to experiment with the drugs.
A number of places offer a lockbox for $20 or less to keep your medications in. No grandparent or aunt or uncle would ever want to be the source of diversion for an adolescent. That so easily happens. It happens so often. And that could easily be, that's a source of diversion that could easily be solved if we kept our medications, our powerful opiate medications, locked up.
Ingram says he is becoming increasingly concerned about the widespread reports coming in across the state about the theft of medications from senior citizens.
It's a real source of diversion, and it's something we need to educate our seniors about. Law enforcement can not only assist the senior in the investigation, but can assist them with securing their medications, doing some education on that, and disposal of medications that aren't being used anymore. These are all things we need to look at.
And the senior citizen we're calling Jim says he hopes the public has a better understanding of the issue, so hopefully other senior citizens can avoid facing some of the problems he's had to deal with.
Prescription drugs thing, is that's where a lot of them are, those drugs are coming from, is from the older people are getting taken away from them, sometimes being forced to get those drugs prescribed to them.
Fear of the unknown. This has been a special report of the Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Dan Modlin.